Blog Talk Radio.
Awakened Living is a 21st century movement for people who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, who have a deep hunger for connected community and a divine impulse for personal and global transformation. Our mission is to encourage and inspire the awakening of human consciousness.
Good morning. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I'm the host of your show and also the author of the book Conscious Being. I am delighted that you have tuned in with me today, and we're going to be talking today. I'm going to be doing a series over the coming weeks, every Monday at noon, focusing on a section of my book, Conscious Being. And for the next 7 weeks, I'm going to be working with the fundamental teachings of my first spiritual teacher and mentor, Mary Helen Brownell. Mary Helen was an incredible enlightened being who I met in 1986. She was a drug and alcohol counselor, counseling men who returned from the Vietnam War and the impact of war that had the impact it had on them and also how it contributed to their addiction. She was such an incredible being, as I said, and I am so eternally grateful to her for her presence, for her love, and for her teachings. She was a person who taught by how she lived and taught by her beingness, not by what she said. And I'm eternally and forever grateful to her. I dedicate my book, Conscious Being, to her. She passed away in 1998, and she left an incredible legacy of love and connection in so many people that I know. And it's very striking to me how the impact of one human being can have on so many, knowing that she touched so many people's lives, and then they continue to live her teachings and her way of being on the planet. So I want to just say a word not only for my gratitude to her, but also to recognizing the impact that each of us has on the world through our own consciousness and through every single person we meet. I believe we have a profound calling to do our own spiritual work and our own enlightenment so that we can be a presence for love on this planet. So what we're talking about today is there is nothing wrong with you. In my book, Conscious Being, I dedicate the second chapter to Mary Helen and her teachings. The title of the chapter is Everyday Compassion. And I want to start by reading a quote from Pema Chodron. This is one of my favorite quotes. And it simply is this: compassion is not a relationship between the healer and the wounded. It is a relationship between equals. Only when we know our own darkness well can we be present with the darkness of others. Compassion becomes real when we recognize our shared humanity. And the reason I open the chapter in my book with that quote from Pema Chodron is Mary Helen exemplified that, recognizing that as she knew her own darkness and had her own journey of awakening, she committed her life to sharing that with others. And I always felt a sense from her of our shared humanity, never that she was a teacher or the enlightened one, but always that she could see that truth in me, that I was inherently whole and perfect long before I ever knew it myself. So in the topic, There's Nothing Wrong With You, it's one of the things that Mary Helen would say to me over and over again, because I, at that time in my life, I was 20 years old when I met her, and I felt incredibly broken. And I had developed a series of strategies or coping mechanisms to protect myself from the world. I had experiences in my life where I chose to close off rather than open up. And when I met her, it was definitely at the darkest time in my life. I also had gone through my own addiction at that point and had finally come to a place where that became so painful in my life that I needed to let that go. And then she miraculously came into my life and began teaching me again, as I said, through the way that she lived and the way that she was in the world, her beingness, into a way of learning how to love myself in a very profound and deep way. So in the topic, There Is Nothing Wrong With You, one of the things I want to speak of today, I want to begin by reading from my book, but in my book, Conscious Being, in this section, I am referring to and talking about traditional addiction recovery programs. And I just want to begin, I'm just going to read a little bit from the book. In traditional addiction recovery programs, people are asked to repeatedly affirm their identity as being their addiction. I would like to suggest that it might be more beneficial and healing for addicts to repeatedly affirm their inherent perfection. I am not suggesting that anyone be in denial about their addictive behavior. It is a vital step to acknowledge and name that which we wish to change in ourselves. But I do want to point to the higher truth of our essential identity, which is our inherent wholeness. Another common practice is to focus on defects of character, which need to be removed. I would like to offer a different perspective. It has been said that defects are simply assets with the volume turned up too high. In those terms, the conversation shifts to balancing traits rather than removing defects. In my experience, this is not only a gentler relationship to self, but a far more effective one. Repeating a negative affirmation, sometimes for years on end, and continually referring to oneself as a disease or seeing oneself as defective, has the potential for producing a negative impact on one's self-image and life. I am grateful to be part of the creation of a new paradigm in treatment where this positive focus is becoming more accepted and celebrated. And what I'm referring to in that reading is what is often done with addicts in recovery, which is an identification with ourselves or themselves as a disease or their addiction. And as I said in the reading, it is an important and vital step for each of us to identify and own our own behaviors that limit us or keep us blocked from experiencing our fullness and richness of life. It is something that over time and with repeated affirmation has such a negative impact on so many people that I know and in the lives that I have witnessed. As I mentioned in that reading, I am part of creating a new paradigm in treatment where we don't identify the person as their diagnosis or their addiction. I'm so grateful to be the spiritual director of Foundation's Intensive Outpatient Treatment Program in San Francisco, where we treat the person holistically, meaning we see the person in their entirety, not as a diagnosis or a disease or their addiction. And in my own life, how this has played out is as I began to concretize that belief that there was something wrong with me and focused on what I considered to be defects in my character, at first it was incredibly useful and an important step in my evolution because I was able to identify those things which no longer worked. However, after time, I was encouraged to continue to see myself as an addiction, to continue to see myself as defective in some way. And there was a point at which I had a great awakening and recognized that this was not only not going to serve me, it was actually going to prevent me from really experiencing my true nature. So when I wrote the book Conscious Being, the subtitle I chose is Awakening to Your True Nature. And what I mean by that is simply a recognition that we come into this world whole and perfect, and then we begin to be taught things other than that truth. People call that the human experience, and although it is an aspect of the human experience thus far in consciousness, I look forward to a time when we recognize that our spiritual experience and human experience are actually one, and that we no longer need to teach our children the ideas of separation and fear and competition, better than and less than, right and wrong, good and bad. These are concepts that only serve to separate us separate us from each other and separate ourselves from our true beingness, which is wholeness and perfection. And so in my own journey, I picked up all sorts of addictions early in my life to help me cope with that spiritual angst that was happening in my life, where I did feel separate from, where I did not recognize my own inherent perfection. So to me, what recovery means is recovering that true essence. It means identifying and releasing any ideas that I have about the world, any concepts that I have about the world, any fear-based thinking that prevents me from experiencing and expressing that wholeness in the world. Early in my life, because I felt there was something wrong with me, I also believed that something outside of me was needed in order to complete me. I sought relationships to try to fix what felt broken. So when I came to this teaching, if you will, that there is nothing wrong with me, it was a revolutionary concept for me at the time. And although at first it was definitely a mental concept, meaning I think I can understand that intellectually, putting that into practice was something that was incredibly different in my life. So I would recognize my own thoughts and really become a witness to those thoughts and recognize those ideas and beliefs that I was holding about myself and the world were not serving me to feel the connection. And of course, if I feel broken, I'm going to search outside of myself for something to fix that. Mary Helen so beautifully used to say, it's as if we're walking around with our umbilical cord in our hand, trying to plug it into something or someone in order to feel complete. So the idea that our inherent nature is already whole and perfect, and that what I need to do is acknowledge and release any ideas that stand in my way, or I perceive that stand in my way of experiencing that, that was a revolutionary concept for me and has been a lifelong practice. And as we know, something enough, it naturally becomes an ingrained way of being. So it started for me with first making the decision that this was true. And that came for me with a lot of pain and darkness, honestly, because I had to first fully experience what was happening in my psyche and in my body and in my life when I was believing the other, meaning that I was believing that I was broken. So for me, the practice became really being aware of my thoughts and how my thoughts affected what was happening in my body, in my spirit, how then that affected my behavior in the world. Another way to say that is hurt people hurt people. In other words, I felt broken, so of course I was behaving that way in the world. So the practice for me became a practice of recognizing and identifying those thoughts which kept me separate, and inviting myself to ask myself to focus on a greater or deeper reality, to ask myself the question, what else is possible here? Is it possible to know my wholeness and my perfection right now? Is it possible to release those beliefs and those ideas that stand in my way of experiencing this? And ultimately, why do we do this work? Why do we work on our own transformation and enlightenment so that we can be that in the world and so that we can serve humanity? When I know that I am love, I no longer need to seek love from anyone else. So I'm so grateful that you have tuned in to our show today. I am so grateful for all the love and support that I have been receiving with my book, Conscious Being. Please join us at an event at Awakened Living. You can find us online at awakenedlivingsf.org. And for more information about my book, please visit tjwoodward.com. In closing, what I want to say is you are love. You are light. You are the one you've been waiting for. This is the moment right now to know that at a very, very deep level, because this is what is wanted and needed right now in order to bring lasting peace and love onto our planet. I know this is possible, and I know you and I are the ones to do it. Thank you so much. Many blessings.